In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, it is that time of the day. It's time to find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliance, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniels, where you can find $3 off 1.75 liter bottles of Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember to celebrate responsibly. All right, it is that time here to find out what is in Hugh's Holiday Stock. All right, Hugh, before we bring on the callers,
yes,
the guessers, can you give everyone a little bit of a clue so they have an idea of where you're coming from today onto what might be in the stock?
It's a food item.
There's a lot of food items.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
food item is your clue today. All right, you get one yes or no question, and then your chance to guess what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. Andrew in Westchester joins us first here. Andrew, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good, Andrew. All right, Andrew, your yes or no question for Hugh.
All right, Hugh, is it a sweet treat?
No.
All right, is it an orange?
No.
No, Andrew. All right, David in Westchester.
Food, Hugh, is the item geared towards like tradition?
That's a good question. We go to the committee for that one.
I don't think it's geared towards tradition. No.
How about a Yule log?
Yule log.
No, yeah, that would have been yes.
That would have been a traditional item. Christmas time, holiday time. So I'm glad listening comprehension at an all-time high on the Midday Show. Eric in Middletown.
Does it come from a hooved animal?
It can. Yes.
Huh?
It can.
A pound of bacon.
No.
Oh, that's, well, it's up Hughes Alley, but no, that is not it. Bob in the Northeast.
Hugh, is it something kids eat?
They can. Yes.
Thanks for narrowing it down for me.
I mean, you asked a question.
Jeez. Deer balls.
Beer balls? What the hell are those?
Deer. Deer meat meatballs.
Deer meat meatballs.
That's very specific.
Very specific. Bob, that is not what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. All right, 215-592-9494.
Are people listening to the
We
to
may
the
need some more contestants here because this we're
no,
rolling through the first
listening.
Batch.
Because I guess deers count. He wasn't
yes.
that specific. Yeah.
You did say, I wasn't expecting deer balls as in deer meatballs, but that's not a crazy guess, I suppose. Andy,
it's well.
It's a little off the beaten path. But Andy in Deptford. Go ahead, Andy.
Yo, we live, we hot. Yo, Hugh, man, I'm going to get to one of them events you at. I missed you on Saturday. I'll get out there, though.
Okay. Holiday right. stalking.
keep it to the show.
I have no idea where we're going with. Is this a breakfast item?
No.
No. What about some beef jerky?
No, but not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
That's one of our better guesses so far. Rodney in South Philly.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a vegetable?
No.
Okay. God, let's go with, I'm going to eat not a vegetable and it's not sweet. Dad, go on, Hugh.
Are you mad at me because y'all ain't giving, maybe if y'all ask better questions.
No, you good with this. You know, you doing what you need to do.
Just guess.
let's say chitlins.
That's a fun guess, Ronnie.
I ain't about to eat no damn chitlins.
Yeah, you that part of your life is come and gone. Yeah.
We don't do that over here no more.
Hugh has evolved past chitlin stage. Jay in Northeast Philadelphia.
Is it a ham?
You just ain't going to even guess, huh? You ain't going to even ask someone to guess. But no,
nope.
It's not.
Jay, nope. Again, just everyone knows, because I know now we're getting a lot of contestants up here, you are allowed one yes or no question. So I would I would advise using that to your advantage to help you.
And pay attention to the answer, too, to that yes or no question.
Now we're asking a lot. I would say this. Also, every answer builds on the next answer. So keep listening, and you'll get this. David in Wilmington, he's up. David.
Is it from a cow?
Committee?
No.
No.
You know that.
Okay. I'm going with the committee. I'm going with the committee on this one. They said no.
Pork chops?
No.
Dave is up next.
Hey, is it served warm or heated?
Yes.
How about ribs?
No.
No. Okay, do we have to, as a committee, come together on an answer we gave a few minutes ago? I feel like we do.
You're right, because it.
Well,
the process.
These are yes or no questions.
Yes.
And you've done this a couple times. There is a depends on this. There's a maybe. Well, there's a could.
Because there's some intangibles that are involved with the guesses.
That's a wonderful way to put it.
Well, I guess I'm trying to be vague as I possibly can. Because it all depends on certain variables in the equation, you know.
I think that, all right, to go back to the question and answer, I think we have to say it could.
Okay.
Is that a fair way to put it?
Kyle, that's why back I to went the committee. Because,
Well, the question about the cow. It's not a yes. It's not a no.
Yeah, okay.
It's a could.
Correct.
All right, I think we have to, I don't want to completely throw people.
They're usually specific. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine, because we need to be helping
Sean
out.
Sean is up on WIP.
All righty. Is it a protein?
Yes.
It is a protein. In between two here. I'm going to go baby cow, some veal.
No.
No, Sean. Appreciate
good guess,
it.
Though.
Dylan, Bethlehem. Hey, Dylan.
Is it something that you get prepackaged at the store?
Yes.
Is it jerky?
No.
No.
Somebody did just guess jerky.
Okay. Dave, Wilmington. Different Dave in Wilmington. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Well, afternoon. I really don't have a question, but I'm going to guess sausage based on the hints.
It's a good guess, David. Not it. All right. Let's go to Mike in Horsham. Mike, you're up on Hugh's Holiday Stock, and what is in there?
Chicken wings.
No.
Not chicken wings. Again, one more time. You can ask a yes or no question to help you narrow it down.
I like the confidence.
I do, too. I love the confidence. Because if you hit it with confidence, it's going to stick. But, you might not hit it. Mark up on WIP. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Is it a processed meat?
Yes.
Is it scrapple?
No.
No. We're kind of overthinking things here, fellas. Shane.
It's me.
It's you.
I mean, come on.
Shane, go ahead.
Can you get it at Bucky's?
Yes.
Beef jerky?
No.
I mean, nobody's listening.
We got to be kidding.
No.
Okay.
It's about profit, of course. Okay.
It is not beef jerky. I will establish that for everyone who's calling in right now. Steve in Mount Laurel.
Hey
Steve.
Can you eat it with your hands?
Yes.
Okay, is it ribs?
It is not,
Nobody's
Steve.
Nobody's listening.
What do you guys like better, the second guest getting in on Friday or us going on 8 minutes of this?
Yeah, I prefer the Friday one.
Okay.
Forgot how bad people were at this game.
William is up on WIP. Go ahead, William.
Yeah. Can you dry this?
Can you dry it? No.
Take your time.
What do you got, William?
Is it a hat?
A what?
A what?
How many hats have you eaten, William?
Type of hat.
What? How many hats have you eaten, William? Like, seriously. Yeah, you had to laugh at that one. You had to laugh at that one, William. Come on, man. No, we're doing. I said the first guess was a food item.
All right. Well, we don't have to argue.
William,
I'm
appreciate
not arguing
it.
I'm trying to help him out.
I mean, William, Hugh barely eats this thing, let alone he's going to wear it on his head.
Not Joe, look at giving it.
Well, I'm just trying to help the people. Steven is up on WIP. What's up, Steven?
It's not me, man.
It is kind of
this item get mentioned on the show regularly?
Yes.
Is it a glizzy?
Damn right it is.
100%, man.
Yes.
Steven, you nailed it, man. Good job.
Way to get my alley-oop, Joe.
Yeah, I had to help the people. You know, a little radar is going off in my head. Boy, this is 10 minutes of Hugh's holiday stocking. Might be a little too much. We got to move this thing
along. It was not me. It was the guesses. Well, because you know what kind of threw us off? He said a hoofed creature. Hot dogs can come from hoofed creatures, right?
Yeah, we were a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, because it was like a hoofed creature. And then you can get beef or pork hot dogs.
But
Or you can get chicken dogs.
They have to be specific. Yeah, you could. Yeah, they have to be sometimes they're specified all beef.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone really buys that, but whatever. They're specified that way. But I think of hot
kosher,
dogs
some
as...
Some are like super kosher. Like,
yeah, hot dogs are kind of everything, right?
It's a little bit.
It's just all a bunch of stuff ground up in there and whatever. Yes, and they are talked about it often on the show because famously Hugh Douglas won't eat a hot dog or a glizzy like regular. He's got to break it up.
And what happened was yesterday at the parade in Newtown.
Oh, you had a glizzy?
No, young man, I asked him to throw me a glizzy. And his feeble arm, the young fella with the feeble arm, he was back there cooking.
How old was he?
About 13, 14.
So you're making fun of a kid?
Yes, okay. Making fun of a kid. Okay. He tried twice, right? Missed both times. Mm-hmm. So then Pops, you know, being Pops, shout out to Pops. Pops just ran over and he handed me a glizzy. I put it in my pocket. And I had that hot dog. I forgot it was in my pocket.
And now it's in your stocking. So you brought it in here today?
So when I'm driving home, right, I'm like, and I go in my pocket and I'm squeezing. I'm like, damn.
Who hasn't been there? Random glizzy in their pocket, forgot about it.
I had a hot dog in my pocket. That sounded weird.
It does, yeah.
It
does.
It sounds a little weird.
Not as weird as the way you eat a glizzy. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Now that we can get back to business, I know everyone enjoyed 10 minutes of Hugh's holiday.
Why is Kyle looking at me like he upset with me, though? That's not my fault.
Well,
you asked me this morning what was in the stock, and I said hot dog.
But maybe if you put something else in there, people would land on the answer a little easier.
What you mean? It's not meant to be easy.
You put a glizzy in your holiday stocking.
So you know what? This is what happens when y'all take away Hugh's clues. That's all I got to say.
Oh, so you did this on purpose?
Not really.
Yeah, I might want Hugh's clues.
I didn't do it on purpose.
You know what? Because at least Hugh's Clues is in fits and spurts. This was like 10 straight minutes of nonsense. I mean, just...
No, the dude...
It's a hat?
Somebody gets back to back. A hat? Ribs? He said ribs. Chitlins? I am not that black person that eat... I don't eat chitlins, man. I can't do it.
The hat is the one that got me today. All right. Let's get back on board here. 215-592-9494. If you're just hopping in, you're like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Chitlins? Hot dogs, hats, sausages? No, we're talking about the Eagles and the Chargers tonight. It is Monday Night Football. All right, here's where I'm at on the game. It's obviously a big one. We want them to get off the schneid. We want to win the game and move off the two-game losing streak. But, Hugh, I'm at the point where I need them to look good on offense tonight. That is more important to me than just getting a win. They've won 8 out of 12 games without much of an offense this year. They have won 2 out of every 3. I know they're on a little losing streak right now, but they've had a good year, 8-4, leading the division, heading towards the postseason without an offense. I think it is weighing on them. Saquon Barkley over the weekend saying that the sidelines have been miserable this season, and I think it's because they know the most expensive offense in the history of pro football is not holding their weight. Hugh, I think tonight, just from my perspective, just me, it's more important to me the offense gets moving because I could look at that and say, okay, now we could build off that than just winning the game. Hugh, what's more important, the win or how they look on offense
the
tonight?
The dub, it never changes, Joe. It's the dub. The dub is the most important thing, man. You got to get the win. This team has been reeling the last couple of weeks. The fact that, you know, the wool has been pulled over our eyes. You know what's funny is that until until all of this happened, I mean, we all kind of figured something was wrong, but Saquon kind of validated that, you know, which is something that's kind of crazy because we've been told all year long everything was cool, nothing to see here. So for him to come out and say that, that's way more reality than we needed to hear as Eagles fans. That's why when they brought the accountability bunny in there and things of that nature, it just feels weird that this now is where we are. So tonight, I just need to get the dub. I just need the dub, man. Because the dub cures and helps everything.
Well, it can. I mean, sometimes, and I think for some teams it does. I'm not sure if this team, it works anymore. They've had a lot of dubs, and they seem like they don't like each other. Could we hear from Saquon what he's talking about in the locker room over the weekend about how miserable the sideline has been?
How do you think the energy has been on the sideline? So, you know, I guess
during games?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's been awful. I don't think that's like a... I think you ask anybody, if they're being honest, we all agree on that. But most important, I think the energy throughout the, you know, in practice and, you know, walkthrough meetings been great. Now we got to carry that to game day. So all the stuff been great. Now we got to make sure that on game day, the energy's high, we execute and we make plays. The rest should take care of itself.
Allow me to be messy for like a moment.
Here we go.
Because you know I'm about to go with this.
Like I don't actually.
The breathing again?
Like, out of all the media members that we know, who do we think that is?
I'm not going to answer that.
Because you know.
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, fine. If that's how you want to be.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Like, why would I do that to that person? Or those people that could fit the bill?
I just asked a question. We don't have to go there. I won't say a word, but you know.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. I hope the person is healthy and gets healthy and lives a long, healthy life.
I do too. But we know.
Yeah, but this might be more of a private conversation with the person. Like, hey, man, I want you to be here for a long time.
This is a private conversation. No. It's just me, you, and Kyle.
Well, I tried that last week, and everyone was mad when I said I had a private thought of what the offense would look like with Tanner McKee, and everyone flipped out.
Kyle.
I said, I'm privately thinking about
something. I'm recusing myself.
Yeah, no.
Kyle, who you think it is?
Plead the fifth.
This is your take on everything?
I'm what? This is how my mind works.
I know it is.
You know when I heard the head breathing. Never mind. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay,
I'll be quiet.
215-592-9494. What matters more to you? Now, you know what I haven't checked the Twitter on this. I wonder how people are handling this question. Twitter question sponsored.
The win is a weird.
Oh, geez. Enough of that. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's check the poll here. What's more important tonight, Eagles win or Eagles look good? 81% on Eagles win. 19% on Eagles look good.
I'm trying to tell
you. Here's my thing, though.
It starts in L.A.
Okay.
It starts in L.A., baby.
Do you think they're going to feel good if they win a game where we all want to take a shower afterwards because the offense was so bad?
Yes.
No, they're not.
No, it's still, like, Joe, it's not going to go away, but you will take, say, because Coach Sirianni's in the mix now. If it looks better than...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It did last week. If there's no turnovers, you're going to find something in this offense that you're going to take a positive from. Hey, we ran for 100 yards. Hey, we got Tank Bigsby involved in the offense. Hey, he caught three passes and one on was for a touchdown.
So you're going to lie to yourself.
Well, no, I'm just giving you some certain things that potentially could happen.
Yeah.
Help them win. It might be a late quarter comeback win. Hey, man, we fought hard. We stayed in there, and we became one today. Something like that, man. Like, as a former football player, you're always groomed and conditioned to you deal with the negatives, but you take the positives and you build off of
them. All right, I'll meet in the middle. I think you're right for the short term. I think they will act and talk positive in the postgame tonight if they win the game. And mm-hmm. win is a win. We're back on the winning side. You know, we got all that. It doesn't last with these guys. We hear it from AJ. We hear it from Saquon now. They have set a very high standard for themselves. I think part of it is because they're all great players, or they have been great players, and they expect to score points. So I just think for this thing to work beyond tonight, they got to start scoring some points here. All right, also help if the quarterback has a big game. He's had them this year, made a perfect passer rating coming off their last two-game losing streak when they were in Minnesota. Can he do it tonight? Hopefully. We're all hoping for the best for Jalen Hurts. Seth Joyner on the morning show talking about Hurts in the context of watching other quarterbacks yesterday in pro football.
Jalen's eyes and the way that he goes through his progression. I'm watching quarterbacks yesterday, okay? They look, they go to the next. 1, 2, 3. That's how fast you get off of primary to secondary to, you know, your third option. But he doesn't do that. When he makes up his mind that A.J. Brown is getting the ball and A.J. gets jammed, guess what he's going to do? He's going to stay with A.J. and wait for A.J. to free mm-hmm. up. And you cannot operate effective and efficiently in that manner, in my opinion. You just can't.
I mean, Hugh, he's saying what a lot of people have been saying for a long time, that Jalen has to get rid of the ball quicker, go through his progressions quicker, and make quicker decisions. And that's what I guess he was seeing yesterday, just watching the league just as a whole yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what's funny about that? We saw that at the beginning of the season. And we said it, but it was never a big deal because we talked about how everybody else's offense looked like it was more wide open than ours. And it was okay when we were winning, you know, because that's the only thing that matters. And to me, today, that's the only thing that still matters. You know, now I know when we start talking about different variables and intangibles, going like different things that we need to go, the standard that we need to set for ourselves to win the Super Bowl, I know that's something totally different than what we're doing now.
Right.
But again, it starts with L.A.
It says in the notebook.
Yes. I'm just saying, Joe, like seriously, and I know it sounds redundant, but it's the truth. And I know it sounds crazy to people like, oh, shut up, but it's the truth. Because we've had a whole week of talking about what this team is and all these little stories and stuff starting to leak out. But they have to stay as one in that locker room, and they also have to figure out a way to get this game. And then they got to figure out a way to get the next game. And if you're looking at it realistically, you're not going to fix everything tonight.
No, no.
You're not. You're not going to fix everything tonight. But fix it enough so that we can get the win.
I hear you, and I know a lot of people feel the same way you do. What's the difference between tonight and the Packers game? If they win it that way, they're still not going to be right, even with a W. We've done this many times
this
year.
You know what the difference is? The information has changed.
In terms
of? The everything. The stories are out there. You remember, like, this goes back to me, to last year. Remember when we were talking about something wrong, and we don't know what it is? Now, and I'm not, and listen to what I'm saying, people, because I know it's kind of hard because we just did the stocking and y'all barely listened to the clues. But let's try to listen to
maybe
this.
Maybe you shouldn't have put a hot dog in there.
Listen to this, though. This has been going on for 2 years. Now, I'm not about to say,
I'm not laughing at you. Our YouTube stream right now says it starts with the Chargers.
No, but listen, Joe, there's been something wrong with this offense for 2 years. If you want to say even for longer than that.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is. We still don't. Now we're starting to get a little bit of clarity. Like, and I'm not saying it's all on Jalen. Please, please, when I say that, please hear what I'm saying. But he's been the constant, and I've been saying that, and people used to get mad about it. But now the Eagles are saying it because we've had three or four different offensive coordinators, and the last one we got, he's like, I'm not taking it. Like, I'm not being the scapegoat. I'm not saying he's saying that, but that's what it feels like. I'm not being a scapegoat for this. And that's where you're getting these little leaks out of the locker room. AJ said it first. AJ was talking about how the offense needs to change and evolve. Now we got to play well tonight. We got to get a win.
Well, they do. They do need a win. I also need the offense to play well. I think, you know, I'll feel better about their chances to go win the Super Bowl if their offense plays well in this spot with Sirianni involved more in the offense now. Extra rest against a good defense. That'll give me the most hope tonight. 215-592-9494. What's most important tonight? A win is a win? Or is it how they look in this football game, specifically on the offensive side? Phone calls coming up on that. Plus, latest in the Phillies from this weekend. Kyle Schwarber, his latest. What team made the first offer to Kyle Schwarber? We'll tell you about that next. What the heck is Bryce Harper up to? And I think some really good news for Chase Utley's Hall of Fame candidacy. All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Now, I know I did this Friday, but we're going to do it again because it's the only game that counts here in the city of Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia, and it's the only game in town in Los Angeles. But Philadelphia, we have my man Lane Johnson. He's out. He's been dealing with that foot injury. Jalen Carter, we know the situation. Two shoulders. We don't know how he's going to, you know, take care of his personal business, but that's not for us to speculate about. On the other side of the ball, we have Los Angeles. We all know we've been talking about the quarterback. Looks like he's going to play. Threw for 151 yards last week, you know, and he needs to be out there. Otto O'Bannon. I think I said his name wrong. The guard, offensive guard, Otto something. How about this? We just move on. Tucker Fisk, the tight end, he's out with an ankle. But the guy that they are looking to come back tonight is Omarion Hampton. On the season, he has 66 carries, 314 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So they're looking, trying to get that running game to go tonight. Hopefully, that's not going to be the case. As far as who I'm picking to win, you already know what it is. Fly, Eagles, fly. No, I don't think I can say that. Go, Birds. I don't think I can say that either. But anyway, you know I'm going with this. Kyle, cut that part. Anyway, football's in full swing, and let's be real. There's no better place to bet than Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for the bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if a player gets injured in the first half, boom, your bet will play on with all remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super fast. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. And that's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll see. There was something and everything about you. Baby, come back.
You know, these songs hit different around this time of year.
They do. Is that because of the holidays or the winter meetings going on?
Oh, all of that. Uh-huh. All of that. He gone.
No, don't do that. He's not gone. He's a free agent. We're talking about Kyle Schwarber. Winter meetings started last night down in Orlando. And the Phillies obviously are trying to retain Kyle Schwarber, but he is a free agent. We heard last night the first team to make an offer. You see this, Hugh Douglas?
Who that?
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Pirates.
Yeah, no one's taking that really seriously, but it was a real offer. 4 years, over $100 million. So that's the first offer to Kyle Schwarber. We'll see what the next big ones come in and how the Phillies do this. Let's hear John Heyman reporting on the Schwarber sweepstakes from down in Orlando.
Yeah, we don't have Juan Soto on the board, the free agent board right now, but we do have a guy who had 56 home runs last year. Kyle Schwarber had the best year of any of these free agent hitters, and there are a lot of good ones. Alonzo, Bregman, Tucker, Bichette. It's a pretty good list, but Schwarber is the guy who seems to be getting a lot of the early action here. So I don't want to predict who's going to come first. Unless you're in the negotiation, you're not going to know the order, certainly. But certainly a lot of activity around Kyle Schwarber, a lot of interest. Certainly teams that need a hitter are going after him. The hometown Reds are involved. Obviously, the incumbent Phillies really want Schwarber back, and they're probably the favorite. But these other teams are very interested. The Red Sox interested in bringing back Schwarber. He was there briefly, if you recall. There are other teams, the Pirates, the Orioles, and the one surprise that we're now starting to hear about is the New York Mets, because we figure that Pete Alonso is the guy who makes sense for the Mets. And, you know, obviously he's the all-time home run champion with the Mets. He's been great for that team. The fans want him back, but the Mets are also looking at Schwarber. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You'd think that Alonso is their number one choice, but certainly Schwarber with 56 home runs, all that.
All right, so, you know, Heyman kind of pumping up the Mets there as a legitimate foe in this for the Phillies. You know, I still think he's coming back. I haven't changed my mind since Friday. The Pirates getting involved certainly hasn't made me change my mind. The one thing, because I believe Matt Gelb wrote this morning that it could take with the next 2 weeks, and that kind of fits back to what Ruben Amaro said, which is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. The longer this lasts, as other options for them go off the board, that would be my only concern, right? Like, this plays
taking
out
too
2 weeks.
Time. Yeah.
And then, let's say, one or two guys they would pivot to if they didn't get Schwarber. They're gone. Then what do we do if it goes the wrong way? But I still feel he's going to be a Philly. Hugh, you still on? He's not.
No, I think that the longer this plays out, that is exactly what happened. I was always told when I went into free agency, you want to be one of the people that sign almost immediately. You want, because that means you're in a position.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Where, you know, you're the hottest commodity and you just get it done.
Yeah.
The longer you wait, the more you're probably going to be out of a job because teams, you know, are already trying to set funds aside to get certain individuals. So I would think that Kyle Schwarber would be one of those guys. That's probably why the Pirates made their bid.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be quicker than some other guys. I mean, sometimes baseball free agency, as we remember for the Harper thing, it can last long into the winter. Let's hear from Ken Rosenthal on those Reds, who seem like they're the upstart here to watch out because the connection is hometown, and they are a pretty good team that wants to get better. Here is Rosenthal on the Reds' interest.
I have heard that, and I've written about it too. They're trying with him. Now, in the end, it would seem they're going to get outbid, and some people at that point might say, see, it was never real. Yeah. It is real as far as their interest, and it is real in terms of he's a guy from Middletown, Ohio, about a half hour north of Cincinnati, and he seems to be interested in them as well. But can the Reds outbid the Phillies or whoever else might be on Kyle Schwarber? That kind of remains to be seen. Now, what's the scenario for him to sign with Cincinnati? It would probably be this. Willing to take less money or deferrals, whatever the case might be, and willing to join a team that sees him as a guy who could help them grow, help their young players become a great influence on them, and at the same time want to play for Terry Francona. These are all appealing things to Schwarber, I'm sure. But this is also his last chance at a major payday, most likely, and he's going to want to cash out, which, of course, you would understand. So I don't see it happening, but I do believe – not believe, I know the Reds actually want to make this happen. It's just a question in the end of whether they can make it go their way.
All the things he said about the Reds, I think, are real, right? Like, they're an upstart team, the hometown thing, playing for Terry Francona, who's probably, you know, considered the best manager, you know, the last 20 years or so in baseball, one of the top two or three. You know, that's all real. But the end, what he said there, like, are the Phillies really going to let themselves get outbid by the Cincinnati Reds? I can't see that.
You know what? He said something else that was really profound to me is the fact that you want him to usher in the younger guys. And that, to me, resonates more than anything else. The money is huge. You know, like, let's be honest. Whatever he gets, he's going to be okay.
It's, so, yeah, of course.
He's going to be okay. So it's up to him what means more to him. You know, that to me sounds more like legacy than anything. The fact, and I'm just putting together the timeline here. The fact that they rolled his pops out to throw out the pitch to him in Cincinnati. The fact that they're a younger team. And not only that, look what he meant to this team when he was here as far as being a leader. So he might be feeling nostalgia. I don't know. But it feels like it might come down to they might not have the money, but then for nostalgia purposes, he might go to Cincinnati.
Well, then it's up to the Phillies to not make the money close, right? I mean, I think what you're saying has some merit, and he's from
Kyle,
there.
I could tell.
I know Kyle's annoyed.
Like that. So, oh no, I'm actually like more comfortable than I've ever been.
But that's
that right?
Yeah, Schwarber's going to be here, and I'm going to win that bet.
Oh, was it $4? You guys have $4?
Yep. I think it was.
And I'm going to sleep really well at night. No,
man.
Well, it's up to the Phillies to not make it close, right? Yeah. Like, if nostalgia's part of, or the Terry Frank, if it's all real, right? Like, and he's interested in the Reds. Then they need to make this a $30 million difference. Not like, well, five. Make it so he can't say no. Right? Yeah, like if
that's a lot of money.
If he goes to the, I'm going to put it this way. If he goes to the Reds, I blame the Phillies. The Phillies let him go to the Reds.
And from everything we hear, the Phillies desperately want him back.
Yeah. So then they're going to
get him back. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Now the Mets thing is different. If the Mets get serious, they have more money. I mean, like, what are we going to do about that? So that, we could lose that. Yeah. But if it's Phillies, Reds, and again, forget the Pirates for a second.
I'm checking the Pirates and the Reds off. They're out.
I've checked the Pirates off. The Reds, it's up to the Phillies to knock
Reds
them out.
Reds are officially out permanently.
Okay. One other thing with the Phils, it's kind of off the beat, but it will become one. Well, I actually got two things off the beat. Let's hold the thing about Bryce Harper for a second, because that was like, well, I never saw that before. Hugh, I thought we got some good news last night for the Phillies and a future Philly making the Hall of Fame, or past Philly making the Hall of Fame in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So Chase Utley's percentage of Hall of Fame votes has gone up the last couple seasons to where he's, when I look at his trajectory, I think he's on track to make the Hall of Fame at some point in the next few years. I don't know if that's next year or 3 years from now, but I think he's going to make it. And last night they did one of those, they changed the name, the Golden Committee, the Veterans Committee. It's like when the old guys come together and they kind of reconsider players that didn't make it in the past and they vote again. So the, you know, Bonds was up for this, and Clemens was up for this, and Carlos Delgado and Don Mattingly. And last night the committee elected Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent is now a Hall of Famer. He's going to be inducted in July.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Kent was good. He was a really good player. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I wouldn't have voted for him, but he made it. And so now he's a Hall of Famer. But the reason I bring that up is I think it's really good news for Chase Utley's candidacy. Chase Utley has a far higher WAR. He has more stolen bases. He has a better on-base percentage. They both made, they both had the same amount of silver sluggers. Utley made more All-Star games. I think Utley was the better player than Jeff Kent. So if Jeff Kent's in the Hall of Fame and you're hoping that Chase Utley makes the Hall of Fame one day, I think last night was a good night for Chase Utley making the Hall of Fame. So we have Schwarber. With the news on that, we have, I think, Utley's chance to make the Hall of Fame went up last night. We also had whatever the heck the Bryce Harper thing was. Did you see this thing, Hugh?
I saw it this morning.
Mm. What did you think of his...
I tried to grasp it.
Was it like a blood spinning thing? What is he doing?
It from what I understand is, I forgot it was like, EBO or something, OBO?
Let me make sure we have the right wording.
EBOO, I think.
EBOO.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, but...
So if you missed it, there's a picture Bryce put out there. He is, how do you describe it? He's like in a lounging chair. There's what I think a doctor behind him. He's hooked up to all this medical equipment. He's smiling. And it sounds like the idea of this is some sort of...
blood cleanser?
Yeah, it's a procedure in which one-third of your blood is drawn from your body, passed through a filtration device, and then returned to your bloodstream. I guess it circulates your blood, exposes the blood to ozone, and will oxygenate or filter the blood before returning to you. What is the purpose of this?
You talking about? I don't know. I've never done that.
Okay.
It sounds, for my ignorance about this, you know, when you're talking about oxygenating your body, sounds like blood doping a little bit. You know how when...
Is this good?
Well, it's funny because it sounds similar to what like cyclists used to do the night before a race where they would take the blood out. And I forgot the exact procedure.
Yeah.
But then they would put it back and it adds more oxygen to your body to make your muscles work harder. I don't know if it's the same thing.
Okay.
But when you say it in that realm, it kind of sounds like similar. I don't know, though. I don't want to recklessly speculate about what Bryce is doing, but that just sounds like a lot of blood being taken out to wash and put right back
sounds
in your body.
Sounds like, to me, something rich people do to think they're healthier. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it works. I mean, I hope it does. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Is he going to hit more home runs next year?
No. Phillies might have just been officially eliminated from the playoffs.
And I think...
What are we doing?
Between that and the bunny, it was quite a week to log in and see what the hell's going on around here.
I feel like that's Bryce Harper's way of trying to endear himself to the fan base.
I think...
Endear himself with blood spinning?
I don't know if it's... I don't think it's that deep. I think he's just an odd guy.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, yeah.
Drinking raw milk. Like, I don't know.
What was it a couple years ago when he was celebrating in the clubhouse after one of their playoff things? He had all those, like, suction cup things.
He's a weird dude.
Which I think he was... I forget what that was for.
He's a weird dude.
There was a medical reason why he did that, like, to help himself heal or whatever.
The cupping?
Cupping. Remember, we saw that.
The heat in the thing and on your back. That's big now.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers doesn't go visit witch doctors in Egypt to endear himself to the fan base. I think he's just like that.
Yeah, I think Bryce.
And I think I liken it to that.
Bryce strikes me as the kind of guy who thinks he could beat age by doing all these kind of things.
Yep.
And look, if he's going to be here a long time, I hope he does beat age and he produces into his late 30s and early 40s. If he's here that long. But I did see it. I'm like, what are we doing?
Bryce is trying to endear himself to the fan base.
I don't think that's how it's done.
Bringing you behind the curtain a little bit.
You know what endears people to Bryce Harper?
Winning games.
Big hits in big moments.
Yeah.
Go beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with fans.
Do you like Bryce Harper more today?
No.
I don't either.
I find it to be
the same feeling I did yesterday. He's a tremendous player.
Let's look at the social media space now, shall we? I mean, he was out there making banana smoothies.
That didn't help me like him more. I didn't like him anymore.
I mean, but it allowed, he's has a more of a social media presence, and he does have the snickerdoodle protein.
No one cares about that.
He's a weirdo.
Still waiting for it to go on sale.
But if you poll our whole audience, do you care about any of this crap,
or
do you care if he hits 35 home runs and drives 110?
But to be honest, some people do. His social media presence is probably what he's been working on. That's why he wrote out
but I think it's a very small portion.
All jokes aside.
Very small.
That's why he wrote it out. That's why he wrote it out, because he's trying to get more social media engagement.
May I give him advice?
What's that?
That's not really most fans. Most fans don't care about the starter pack, the blood spinning, the raw milk, or any of this stuff. Just go out and hit. I mean, you hit and play well, he'll continue to be loved.
That's, totally agree.
That's it. Let's go to Zach in Delaware. What's up, Zach? Zach,
hey, guys.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry,
you're good.
I
you're good.
The baby down. I wanted to talk Eagles, but because the last two games have made me want to just go straight to baseball season.
You're not the only one. So hopefully tonight we get a win so we can enjoy the rest of this football season.
Yeah, and I'm definitely on the side of just get a win no matter how it is. That's how I've always been this whole season. It's how I was last year. This year we're way more banged up than we are last year, so I think there needs to be a little more grace. I've always thought the players and the coaches are on different sides. They're not seeing the same. Seeing things on the same field, and I just think nobody's trying to diamond anybody out. And I saw the bunny this weekend. I thought that was really weird. I saw it on social media. So I'm hoping that people just jump into the locker room and they just start beating the hell out of it. And, like, that's what the whole thing is about. because I do think it's weird. I mean, I didn't understand the whole Happy Easter thing, but now that you've talked about it, I get it. It's like Christmas, so it's funny. I really don't understand it.
I don't either. It's not about accountability, Hugh. That doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense.
Who does the bunny keep accountable?
The players.
How?
The soft coaches?
I mean, all of that.
I don't know.
Zach's with me.
Zach, I don't know either, man. Zach
feels like a lot of mental gymnastics.
It is.
Well, the accountability.
Duh. It really is. It's all mental gymnastics.
No, but I get
I just think we're overthinking.
I get the positivity aspect.
It's just a smiling bunny.
Like you smile
in
when you see
room,
it laugh.
During a tumultuous time.
You know what?
It makes sense.
I would wish you were here back in 2018. You know what Hugh would have loved, Kyle? The shrine to Nick Foles. Oh. Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
So obviously
but they had a shrine to Saquon.
So they did last year.
I can only imagine how messy Hugh would have been.
Well, okay, let me take you through this story. 2017, obviously Carson goes down, Nick comes in, they win the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
2018, they run it back with Nick as the backup, Carson as the starter, but Carson, you know, needed a few weeks to get ready because he was coming off the injury. So Nick started the season, right? Then he gave it back to Carson, I think it was week 3. Hugh, Carson played from week 3 till, I think it was right around this time of the year, wasn't it, Kyle? Like early December, they lost in Dallas, right around this week of the season. Then they put, they said Carson was hurt, he had a stress fracture in his back. Nick comes back in. They're like 12-point underdogs in Los Angeles to the Rams. They go out there with Nick, they beat the Rams. They come back home, they beat the Texans. And then they get on that run and they make another playoff run with Nick Foles. Sometime in that midst, the Eagles players, the teammates, created a shrine to Nick Foles in the locker room during that season. What do you think about that? A shrine to the backup while he's playing because the starter's hurt.
Well, I'm pretty sure the quarterback didn't like that at all.
The starter?
Yes.
Yeah.
But as a player, especially offensive players, you rally around anybody that's going to help you win football games. And that's the cruel reality of being in the NFL. And if the quarterback's not playing well or he's not getting the ball to the playmakers, then, yeah, they're going to rally around the other guy. That was kind of the same thing when Saquon came in, and I heard that there was a pitcher in the locker room, and it had the chosen one.
Saquon, the chosen
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the chosen one. And he played like the chosen one. And people love that. At the end of the day, that's why I always say it's about winning. That's all you want to do is win. And you don't give a damn who helps you do it. As long as he's helping you do it.
So maybe like Foles in 18, Saquon last year, the bunny sparks a run through the postseason. Mm-hmm. We've seen this before.
I think the bunny has sparked a lot of trepidation, to be totally honest, because everybody's looking like, what the hell is this bunny for?
Yeah, first glimpse was not good. When I
will
saw
say,
bunny.
People did that with the flower analogy from Sirianni in 21, and
it worked. They got on a run.
That's right.
I mean, once in a while, these things work. Bamboo plants and pumpkins and
the
axes,
accountability flower.
Accountability flowers and
accountability
bunnies. And all that. Nick in Mayfair is up. Nick is the chimney guy, Hugh, from yesterday. Nick, what's up, man? Nick?
Might have fell down the chimney. Great.
Hopefully Nick's
awesome.
Okay. Let's
Thanks
go to
for calling,
all right,
Nick.
Well, Nick, we'll get you back up. I did want him to talk to Hugh because Hugh was started the show by talking about what this guy was doing at the Newtown
Parade
yesterday.
He's sweeping his chimney.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. Dennis in Mount Laurel is up. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G, how you doing, my man?
Dennis, what's up, buddy?
Before I give you a trivia question, we haven't done it in a while. Eagles, I don't care how they look. I just need an ugly win or a pretty win tonight. That's all I want.
Just a win. Just a W.
Just a W.
Okay.
Because a loss is no good at all.
Well, losses are not usually good. I agree with that. They tend to be.
Yesterday, the loss killed Kansas City, right?
Yeah, and that puts Hugh Douglas on I Told You So watch because he's been telling us the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs for a while.
You mean Mr. Hatfield? Mr. Hatfield, how you doing?
Mr. Hatfield.
Is that supposed to be a joke, Dennis? It's not funny.
Dennis, what do you got for us? What do you got?
So, Joel Embiid, what's he got, 3 years or 4 years left?
Oh, I think less than four. I don't know. Three? Two?
I mean his contract.
Oh, I think the three-year extension kicks in after this year. I think it's three after this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. Did you see any of that game yesterday? How much did you say, the whole thing?
I did. Yes, I did.
T.O. was in town.
Yeah, and I saw, I don't know if you saw this, Dennis, very high praise after the game from LeBron James to Tyrese Maxey. Said he's one of his favorite players. He loves him.
Well, so, Maxey is a good player. He's going to be a perennial all-star.
He's a tremendous player. He just keeps getting better here, Dennis, which is a very good positive for the team.
Name me the five original inductees into the Baseball Hall of Fame and who had the most votes to the least votes.
All right, so we have Christy Mathewson.
It's all you,
yep.
Joe.
We have Ty Cobb.
Yep.
Babe.
Yep.
Walter Big Train Johnson.
Yep.
Honus Wagner.
Very good.
All right, got all five. Yep. As far as the most votes, I don't know. I'm going to guess... I mean, I feel like the easy answer would be Ruth, but I feel if you're asking it, why are you asking it? Now you're tricking me a little bit here. I don't know. Let's say Walter Johnson had the most votes.
Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson.
Big Train the least. The crazy part is that they all didn't get all of the votes, right? That no one gets unanimous. Like someone didn't vote for Babe Ruth, Dennis. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, there's only been one unanimous player ever in the Hall of Fame with 100% of the vote. Only one.
Was that Mariano Rivera?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. That is it, Dennis. I nailed your trivia this time, except you did a two-parter on me, so I didn't get 100% credit.
Be well, guys.
You got it, Dennis. Appreciate the phone call. Dennis got me with the two-parter there. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Would you have guessed all those Hall of Famers?
Probably wouldn't have participated.
Okay. Well, because you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't. I'm not going to. I wouldn't.
Do we have our chimney guy back up?
Yes. And
is this part of the.
Probably. Yeah. We didn't get his name right.
Oh, so his name wasn't Nick?
No.
So that's why when I said, hey, Nick, and he didn't
yes,
talk.
Yes, that would be why.
Okay. So let's try Corey. That makes more sense. Hey, Corey.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing. So I want to know. Go Birds, first off.
Go Birds.
I would just like to know. I'm on a roof right now as I am a chimney sweep.
Please be careful.
Yes.
I'm very careful. Hugh had a comment that I was sweeping a chimney very differently. I just kind of want to get to the
no,
the
Nick.
Corey. His name's Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not Nick.
Corey.
We just went over this.
No, you were vigorously sweeping the chimney, and the ladies and I just thought it was just funny. That's it.
Okay. So I don't know. You probably couldn't get it from where you were at, but I was playing music. There was music, and I was
no, I heard,
oh.
we heard the music, and we
oh,
heard
he's playing the guitar.
No, but it was the air guitar. But he was really ripping the air guitar.
Well, that's what you do, right?
We thought it was funny.
I was ripping. I'm glad I made an everlasting impression on you, Hugh. Huge fan.
No, yeah, we were like, listen, there was a lot going on that parade yesterday that I really had to self edit myself, but it was fun. I had a fun time. Really
well,
fun.
I think everyone appreciated you on commentary. Everyone that was in that circle right there was definitely, I heard a lot of things, but I'm at work right now on and off roofs, and I got 7 or 8 calls because they're mentioning me in the parade.
Oh, no, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing bad. It was where my mind went, and I had to remember that there were children there.
Oh,
know.
Okay. So the way that I was throwing the guitar might have been something like the way Prince played
going
the guitar.
We ain't trying to go.
I think everyone understands
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we ain't going
to
do that.
Lather Vaseline
sure
on me.
No,
also,
you're fine. And we
also knew that you were talking about a glizzy because I also got thrown a hot dog while I was up there, and it almost took me off the top of my chimney.
Oh, no.
So, the guy throwing the hot dogs needs a lesson.
Yeah, okay. He did a good job.
Well, we all learned lessons. Corey, great phone call, man. We appreciate listening, and be careful on the roof. So I think
he did a good job.
We learned a couple lessons from Hugh's appearance in the Newtown Parade. Number one.
He probably won't be back.
Well, just self-editing in front of families is important.
Hugh's first and final appearance.
Number two,
God, yes,
the glizzy guy probably needs to watch where he's throwing the
glizzy.
And
glizzies. I saw all just, the kids, like, this was really kind of threw me off, I asked, and none of the kids could tell me. They kept going, 6-7,
well, that's
six,
the thing.
Seven.
That's the thing now.
I don't get it.
I don't know anyone gets it. That's why they think it's funny, because it doesn't even, I don't even think it actually means anything.
Yeah,
it's just...
Sometimes I wonder if the kids really, like, nobody can ever explain it.
No.
It's just a thing.
Because I asked, I was like, yo, what's the 6-7? And they was like, it's a video or a song.
Well, they're not going to tell you because then
I'm old.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm old. And then it was the one kid out there who was trying to eat the fake snow. And I told him to wait. Like, calm down, son. It's got a couple more weeks.
So you're policing this place?
Well, because it was the
no
fake snow.
No wonder you're not getting invited back.
Man, I know. Let bossy. The kid be.
I was trying to help folks out, though, man, because he was running around and he trying to catch the snow. And I was like, young man, no, that's not it.
You wouldn't eat the glizzy. You're bossing the kids around.
I had a grand old time.
It sounds like it. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up here. What is most important to you tonight? Just get the win or the offense looking good? That's what matters to me tonight. To me, that's their best chance to go in the Super Bowl. The offense starts going. Sirianni involved now in the offense. Plus, our observations from around the NFL yesterday. A lot happened in there in Week 14. That's next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Are you checking off your holiday shopping list? Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for the fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, the delivery driver, and even a family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at the Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have Wawa.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.